Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Chef Del is cooking this morning.
Let me cook.
Oh, John, who would you trust the Texans to draft? They're not good at scouting players. Yes, that was Seattle taking Russell Wilson. They have a better scouting department than the Texans. Says you, Fred.
No, says everyone.
No.
Says anyone you'd ask. Who did you have more trust in? John Schneider and Pete Carroll?
I don't want to play this game anymore.
Or Nick Caserio?
I like to make statements without actually any...
Anything to back them?
Yeah.
Right. I know. I'm aware. I just think it is...
Oh, John Schneider's great at drafting.
Well, he did draft all those guys in the Legion of Boom.
Yeah. So, where are they now?
Well, they're old. I mean... The run ends at some point. They can't play for 25 years.
Yeah, well, now Nick. And Nick I trust.
Did you trust what he did in last draft? All right. Did you trust that?
Yeah. I just don't want to talk about this right now. I just like to say stuff and not be accountable.
That's what I'm all right, here I'm for.
Like, we got vibes here, like the Rockets, okay?
How did the vibes for the Rockets work out?
Vibes for the Rockets was great.
Do they have a vibes
coach? Did you get a nail deal? Like Jalen did? No.
Nah, I don't. I didn't
okay.
get that deal.
You don't have vibes like Jalen.
Well, the people in his comments are sure very complimentary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. All those people. Hey, work on your jumper. What is that?
What are you doing your nails?
Yeah. Hey, play some defense. And there were people like, yeah, that's great. And then other people like, I don't know. That's not a great look. A lot of people, that ain't it.
That's what I'm talking about. 802 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Julian. Why do we have to talk about Jimmy Butler anymore,
Julian? He's the best player alive.
He's not the best player alive.
Currently
Michael
playing.
Jordan's still the best player alive.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
I thought the Hornets killed him.
No. They are killing him. Okay,
or he's killing them. Or he's killing them.
Oh, it's been a while.
He should be used to losing. He's been losing a lot.
He's been losing a lot ever since he left the game. Julian, what do you want to talk about?
What's up, man? Thank you for having me on. Put some respect on Jimmy's name, bro. Listen, he is constantly left out of the elite because he doesn't have those elite abilities as far as athleticism and stuff. But what do they say about the talent? Hard work beats talent that doesn't work. And that dude has transformed himself into just a defensive player who couldn't shoot worth a damn to 50 pieces, 40 pieces, 98 in 2 games in a playoff game, knocking off the number one seed. Have a good day.
Best player currently playing. Name a better player right
Devin
now.
Devin Booker.
You love yourself some Devin Booker. Devin Booker has KD.
Devin Booker.
No, he's not.
No.
Devin
Booker was the...
What?
He's putting up 48.
I know. You know who I know? You know how
I know? I was a little... I was actually surprised at that. I thought, okay, you're going to kowtow to KD. KD's going to be the man. And Devin Booker said, no, it's my team.
You know how I know Devin Booker isn't the best player alive right now? Because I saw him when it was just him. And the best they ever did was that 8-game run in the bubble. Then Chris Paul shows up. KD shows up. All of a sudden, Devin Booker goes to another level.
Wait,
goes to another level.
Jimmy doesn't have anything? Are you kidding me?
Who's on his team?
Kevin Love?
Yeah.
Bam?
The corpse of Kevin Love.
All right.
That's a credit to Jimmy, not a credit to Kevin Love, that Kevin Love can be productive.
Kevin Love knocking down shots.
Tyler Hero didn't play for...
Championship Kevin Love?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Championship like 5 years ago. Devin Booker has KD and Chris Paul when he's going well. Jimmy Butler is depending on Haywood Highsmith to play minutes and Gabe Vincent to shoot the ball 20 plus time to get to 23 points. Stop it. Devin Booker has way more help, particularly offensively.
Yeah, but the Suns had to play the Clippers.
Yeah, without Paul George and Kawhi for half the series. And you know, all Jimmy did was go against three of the best players at their position defensively and eat them alive.
Listen.
Best player in the world right now. I'm not saying it'll go into next season when he takes off 20 games.
I'm calling him push off. That's what I'm calling him.
He learned that from his father, really? Michael. Michael Jordan. We talk about Kobe and who else. And Jason Tatum's unnatural love for Kobe Bryant as far. Did you see that picture? He was like, I think he was getting a massage and he was watching like a Kobe documentary and his leg was all greased up and there was like a jar of like grease and people were like, whoa, what are you doing? It was just a massage, it appeared to be, but
Kellen Winslow
thing? Exactly. That's what people thought. I was like, what are you doing? Jason Tatum may think Kobe is, you know, his mentor and he's following him. Jimmy is Michael Jordan incarnate in the playoffs. I'm not saying he's Michael. I'm not saying he's better than LeBron. But the guy we've seen is Mike in the playoffs.
He is something. There's no question about that. 42 again. Holy crap. 56 and 42?
To close out the one seed.
Wow. But because he sucks, they're the eight seed. Okay?
No.
Okay, play better. And so you could be a higher seed.
Well, now they're playing the Knicks. So I apparently didn't matter what seed they were in.
That's a good series. Brunson's playing. Well, there's a guy that's playing damn well.
Yeah, and the Mavericks are apparently tweeting out Kyrie highlights last night.
Oh, my
God. While the guy they wouldn't pay initially.
No.
Not after the offseason.
Well, actually, I saw some of this worse than the Mavericks organization. They really regret their decision.
Well, because he could have gotten his money earlier, and it wouldn't have been as expensive after the season, but they didn't want to pay him when he could have been paid, and then he went into free agency and, you know, he left to go play in New York and his dad's on the staff, but they turned down a chance to pay him. He was great in the playoffs. Now they couldn't match. Now the Knicks wanted him. They couldn't keep him. And they're tweeting out Kyrie highlights as he's closing out the Cavs.
Dumb. Art wants to get in here and talk about the draft. What do you say, Art?
Hey guys, I'm going to do a little bit of cooking, conspiracy theory style on the draft. I don't think Casario wants that pressure. And after his failure last year, he had Lovie Smith win that last game so he can get out of that first pick. And then now he's going to draft, trade back from that two pick and be somewhere in the 10s just so he don't have that pressure. And he's going to justify it by saying, we have a bunch of holes. We need more picks. And that's my theory.
Well, who is that trade partner? Because they're not going to trade at 11 with Tennessee in the same division. Philadelphia ain't coming up for that, for the number two pick. Maybe the Falcons, if they really love Stroud. Seattle, if they love Stroud.
Why are you asking him for real information? He was just cooking.
Oh, he's cooking?
Yeah, he said, I'm going to cook for a little bit.
Don't you have to have some ingredients?
No, I've listened to you cook, and no.
No, I have.
You're throwing Kraft cheese and Wonder Bread on things and cooking.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let him cook now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you cook in the microwave.
There's a chance that they trade back.
Sure. I'm not sure about the whole. I know you can't combat shade.
I don't think
shade.
They will, but.
I don't know the rules. I know you can't combat shade. Can you combat when someone cooks? Can you throw a wrench and go, what? That doesn't make a lot of sense. Can you do that?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think Casario told Lovie to go win the game.
What day is today?
It's Throw Shade Thursday. But we don't do that anymore, do we?
Maybe we should throw shade.
It's not really our game. It's Raheel who created it. So I'm unsure if
maybe
we
should get Raheel in on the phone and he could. We don't want him throwing shade, though.
Well, last time he was allowed to. It didn't go well for people who work here. I don't mind it. I'm like an independent contractor.
For the station.
But he didn't have kind words for the people who work here all the time.
That's because, you know.
Well,
you know.
I don't actually, I don't know. I feel like he's in a better position.
Well,
I'm not sure why he.
Well, we wanted him to act Christianly, and he just didn't.
Yeah, I do want to hear from Tillman Fertitta about why you're not a good Christian if you don't feel a certain way. I think that was special.
If you're not
yesterday.
Forgiving.
That was special yesterday.
Well, you're not a good Christian. That he's right. Okay? You need to forgive.
Is he the arbiter of what's a good Christian or not?
No. In the Lord's Prayer, forgive those who trespass against us as we forgive those. That's right. And so you need to forgive. It's the most basic, of tenets.
Do you think Tillman's a great forgiver?
He absolutely is. Yeah. Yeah. I think he is.
Because you get where you are in business by being forgiving.
He is. Yeah. Tillman is. He absolutely is. So I don't know. I'm thinking he's better judge of Christians than you.
Sure. I don't judge Christians. There's a man above who does that.
Yeah.
In fact, it's actually his job.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my job.
Right.
I just think it speaks to the ownership in this town that the guy who's least visible has the best team. Jim Crane doesn't say a whole lot.
Well, you don't see Tillman too much.
I saw him yesterday.
Yeah, but you see Jim Crane at big press conferences too.
Didn't Tillman come out and talk about how they're tanking for Wimby? Didn't he say that at some point?
He did. He was in Galveston. Yeah. He had a couple cocktails, and what the league was like, it's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Oh, but
he said pray for Wimby. He didn't say tank for
Wimby. You're correct. I just think
pray for Victor.
Keep praying.
It's a rallying cry.
That's great.
See, Tillman, great Christian. Praying, forgiving you, not so much.
He's praying for something to happen to him that benefits him. I don't know if that's great Christian. Dumb.
Yeah. No.
Pray for others.
It'd be great for Wimby to get to Houston as opposed to Detroit. Stop. Who do you think that's Christian to be forcing people to go to Detroit? No, that's not Christian at all.
Houston's a great place to live. I just hope they don't ruin Wimby.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't care if they ruin Wimby. What do I care? He's not going to play for my team. I don't care. Ruin him if you have to.
Well, your team might kill him. You never know. Oh, no.
No, we're
not
in the lottery. No, that was the thing. People at the end of the season, as the Heat were struggling against the Hawks in the play-in, are like, all right, you lost to the Hawks. Lose to the Bulls, so you have a 0.5%, 0.5, whatever the percentage, 0.05% chance of getting Wimby. And they're like, nah, we'll just go beat the Bucks. Well, the Wimby thing, you guys can have that. We'll just beat the Bucks.
That's all we need to do. 812 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all want to get in, we'll get you on the other side. 713-780-3776. It's a number to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Look, guys, this is happening all the time. At 975medspa.com, 975medspa.com, losing weight. They're doing the shot where you could lose weight and you're going to feel much better. You're going to look much better. If you have a hard time losing weight, this is a great way to go about it. It just curbs your appetite. It is fantastic. It's actually getting unbelievable results. This is something to think about. It's right here on 610, right between Richmond and Westheimer. Easy to get to. It's right on the feeder road. At 975medspa.com. Amy and her crew working on guys as well. It's a spa is not just for women. You want to laser that hair, get rid of it forever. That's what the laser does. You want to lose weight. You want to get facials to help your skin. You want to get Botox. You can do that as well. It's in the Galleria. It's easy. Amy has been doing this since 2006. I know guys that have already gone in there and gotten the shots for the weight loss. If you're having a hard time, hey, listen, it's hard. It ain't easy, okay, to lose that weight that you don't want. And you want to look better. You want to feel better. You want to look younger. You want to boost your confidence. You want to be better with the ladies. All of those things. You can. It's happening every single day. Go to 975MedSpa. Just do it. Feel better. 975MedSpa.com. That's 975MedSpa.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Draft day. Johnny Manziel, 5 years later, how am I the man still? Draft day, A. Wiggins, that other side, we stay winning.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN. Dell is in for He's in for Lance today.
Just fighting off all the Don Barb. Someone thank me for making sure this wasn't a golf show, which I'm happy to be here for that.
I know. We didn't have any. We didn't have one golf guest today.
Pumping my fist. Okay. For people who can't see.
Not one golf guest. We had Jeff Maggart and David Duvall this week. We had all the ladies heading up into the Chevron Champ. Did you go out to the Chevron Championship?
No.
You didn't?
No.
It's up north. That's a little ride for
north.
You. North? Yeah, the Woodlands.
I'm not doing that.
No. It's a great,
for what?
Great event.
Am I? Would I? Would
the major be, in the city?
Would it be a paid appearance?
No, you're not going to get a paid appearance.
Then why? I only show up here for that. Why would I show up there for that?
It's terrible.
You think you text me and I'm like, sure, John, I'll show up here for free.
Listen, it's not for free. It's to go see a huge event in the city. Okay, to be a part of it.
Golf, huge event, only matters in Augusta. Although any other time you say that, I say that's not true. Golf and huge event in the same sentence. That's not true unless it's in Augusta.
That's the greatest event. Okay.
Well, that's a lie, but it's still a big event. But anywhere else, not a true statement. Like golf in Houston at any point is, I guess there's something to do for some people, but it's not a big event.
It's a huge event. It was great. I'm telling you, you don't know nothing about nothing since. So
I don't know nothing about nothing.
Nothing.
I'm just doing this because I heard that guy calling and thank you for your contributions.
Todd?
Yeah.
Todd called in.
Stop it.
Yeah.
John didn't do anything.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just telling the truth.
Love that
course.
You
need someone here
love
to tell the
people.
Truth.
It's great.
I'm sure the course is great. I'm sure it's a great event and the people are great, but you didn't do anything.
I'm probably the only guy in the city that actually promoted it.
Well, that's not.
Other than Nate Griffin, he was out there
on
Thursday morning.
Nate, a far better human being than you.
That is true.
Yeah, you can't.
No, there's
fight
no
me
question.
On that.
No, that is true. There are a lot of people that are better human beings. That's not even arguable. Man, I'll tell you this: we haven't talked about in the Chronicle this morning. Dana's talking about the whole Alton McCaskill deal. I heard some, I can't say what they are, but man, I heard some ugly things about Coach Prime.
Not surprised, and he will kind of center it as, they don't like me because I'm doing this, this, and this, as opposed to maybe you're just doing crappy stuff.
Well, poaching players is bad.
He'll say, I'm doing it a different way.
Not doing it a different way.
I know, but
McCaskill was just fine, and then a day later, he walks into Dana's office tearful saying, I got to leave. I have to leave.
And it's interesting because you don't think about it in these ways because these guys are D1 athletes and McCaskill had a great freshman year. So at some point you expect him to be on the track to making NFL money. But we don't even really think about, I don't know his situation.
Well, his situation is tough.
Yeah, about where these guys come from and how much whatever they're being offered would matter now.
By the way, here's something for Alton. Alton had a knee injury. Alton got paid last year. Didn't play it down and still got paid.
Yeah.
If he does that in Colorado and doesn't play, I can certainly see where those payments would get cut off. And I can't say some of the stuff. All I know is if you don't follow Prime, you're not only persona non grata, there is going to be a vendetta against you.
Well, you see the guys who are now exiting the program talk about how they were treated. I'm not sure how out of bounds it is as far as coaches' attention. But, you know, guys who are now transferring in the transfer portal have said that if we made a mistake, the old players, at least the players on the 1-11 Colorado team, all we did was get crushed. If one of the new guys made a mistake on film, it was like, oh, we'll fix that, whatever. So there was a clear line of who got treated better.
But it's even more than that. It's guys that he wanted to follow him from his last school or from his academy that didn't. And there's some ugly stuff that happened for those guys. Listen, the thought is he's going to be around Colorado for a couple of years and then he's going to the Cowboys. Cowboys head coach.
People think he's going to build up a 1-11 Colorado to the point where the Cowboys could find that viable.
Listen, he's prime. He's prime.
Well, you know? prime. He is prime.
I don't even think he has to win at the highest level at Colorado to get the Cowboys.
Highest level, that team will have almost 80% of his roster being new, and you could say, well, they were 1-11, so of course it would be. But he's not going to win.
Listen,
how many games would he have to win for the Cowboys not to be laughed out of the out of the football world.
Listen, that's gonna be the norm now in college football.
80% of your roster.
Well,
in one
maybe
season?
Not 80, but certainly half your roster is gonna be overturned just about every year.
I don't think. Sure, I know half roster turn is overturning and turning the roster is gonna be a thing. I don't think it'll happen as rapidly as happening, and the stories that are gonna come out won't be what we're hearing about Colorado.
Look at Texas A&M. I mean, they had what, 31 guys leave?
Well, they left because I guess whatever they were promised didn't work out.
It didn't work out,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, as opposed
there
to
was a lot of that
as opposed
on.
To Prime, like Texas A&M lost good players that they wanted. Prime is saying why am I calling Prime? Deion is saying beat it to just get out because I told you when I got here you weren't going to be here. I gave you the spring leave because I got all these players coming. I think he's already brought in two guys from Florida State. One guy's a pretty good player. Another guy didn't get much time, but he's in. So that will continue, but that schedule is rough to start. It's going to be tough sledding. Like, he got to Jackson State and things went really, really well for him. It ain't going to be the same. As depleted as the Pac-12 will be, it's not that now. USC still remains. UCLA had a pretty good year last year. Washington had a really good year last year. Oregon's still there.
No.
So it's going to be rough at year one and probably year two. So by the time, the Cowboys are ready to hire him, I mean, you want to hire a guy who's like 4-whatever over two seasons?
He will be better his second season.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still Colorado. Sure, he can bring in some of the guys he brought from Jackson State.
Like, he'll go poach Travis the best players
Hunter.
Like he's been
he's not,
doing.
He's not poaching the best players right now.
Well, he just poached one of the best running backs in the country.
Coming off an injury,
but he's still.
And it's a look, running backs are great. That'll move the needle in college football. He's going to start his son. And his son was fine at Jackson State. Is his son a Division One Power Five quarterback? We'll find out because he's going to get all the snaps.
Daddy ball.
Yeah, he's going to get all the snaps.
I got a Division One head coaching job so my kid can play quarterback. It is the ultimate daddy move. Holy crap!
And I don't know if it's great for the kid because the team surrounding him ain't going to be very good.
713-780-3776 713-780-3776 Let's get Justin in here. Hey, Justin.
Hey, just calling in. I noticed that I sense a complete lack of interest in the Texans right now, and I just wanted to ask you, like, what is your fandom level at? Obviously, over the years, you've probably had ups and downs, but if you had to rank out of 1 and 10 how much you really care, what are you going to rank it?
I care. I mean, they made it very difficult, but I want them to win. I want this team. It's good for business for us if they win. If they lose, what? I don't want to listen. I want to watch a good football. I mean, you know how awful it is? I mean, honestly, with you, Justin, what is your level after you've been watching the crappy football that they've been playing? They've been so uninteresting. They've been so boring.
Yeah, that's
the
worst part.
Yeah. I mean, it's not entertainment.
There's nothing to latch on to and go, oh, okay.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
When was the last time you said, well, that was a fun game? Well, you know what? The Colts game was actually kind of fun.
And it ruined people's
lives. It ruined it. Yes. It ruined everybody's life because they actually played well and won a football. Well, they played well.
Played against the Colts.
Yeah, it was the Colts, and they're terrible. And the ball went through the safety's hand.
Yeah, of all the things.
Of all the times. The guy who just intercepted a pass. So what is the interest level? High. We want them to win. We want them to get good football players so that I have to watch them every week. I want them to be good.
Particularly at this point where you can sell hope. You got a new head coach. You got a new staff. And you've got high draft picks that can help change a franchise. Now, they had high draft picks last year, and we saw how that worked out. But new coach. Maybe he'll have
more
influence.
Only a new coach, but somebody that you can respect.
There are all these things.
That's actually a viable hire.
That's true because you've had new coaches before, the last couple years.
Cully, I mean, come on. That was
you have a new coach from a winning franchise, former player who's rock solid, all positive reviews for D'Amico, and you go, top of the draft, let's please get this right and start the newest regime on the right foot. And that starts today.
Yep.
And John will be out there covering it till like 11 p.m., however long it takes the Texans to make their picks, he'll be out there.
I think that's going to be around 9.
Not if they trade back.
They're not trading. And if they trade back, guess what? John's out of there. Because I want to make sure that Paul and Patrick get their airtime.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. I'm a team player.
No.
What I'm all about.
No, you're
and
not.
And we're going to be at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage.
Because the last
time. On the Southwest Freeway.
Yeah, get the plug in.
From 6 to 11. Our 2023 draft show tonight. Valencia is extending their happy hour food prices through the end of the night just for us. When you arrive, stop by our promo table. Enter our draft contest. We'll be giving away three $50 gift cards to Valencia's. If you get both Texans picks correct, you will be entered into a raffle for a 75-inch TV courtesy of Audio Visual Consultations. The Wheelhouse kicks off the extended coverage 3 to 7 in Kansas City. All of our coverage brought to you by 1800 Tequila, the official tequila of the Houston Texans. Taking a break, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
I was a fiend before I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones and ice cream. Music orientated, so when hip hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzle, complicated. Cause I grabbed the mic and tried to
the
say
godfather
yes.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Looking forward to eating at Valencia's tonight. Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. Haven't been there yet. It's around the corner from my house, so it'll be fun. That's going to be fun. We're going to eat and drink 1800 tequila. It's going to be fun. You coming? You going to do shots with us? 1800
no.
tequila?
I told you this. I'm not doing that.
We'll see.
I don't have any real interest. My team doesn't pick till at best late tonight if they trade into the first round, but most likely they'll be picking tomorrow.
Your team has the second and the 12th pick.
No. Okay? Oh. What?
Yeah.
Who's my team?
The Texans.
No, just like
you're Houston.
Just
Houston
like guy. Yesterday when Tillman was speaking, he wasn't speaking for my team. Hmm. He was speaking for your team. Hmm. My team was gentlemanly sweeping the Bucks. That was my team was doing. Your team is could be the Kings, not this version, the one that took a decade and a half to make the playoffs. Hmm. That's the track your team is on.
My team turned it around yesterday with the introduction of
Ime Udoka. Yeah, I know the guy who was the head coach for all of 1 year and just happened.
Yeah, and went to the NBA Finals. Thank you.
Happened to run into Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Al Horford, and others. Yeah, that guy. So,
and now he's walking into Jalen Green and Prince Shangun and Jabari Smith. What?
Felt like he only walked into Kevin Porter Jr. because he was he was the only one who was there.
I know. How about the guys not showing up?
Yeah, whatever. New coach. Who cares? We ain't vibing with him yet.
Man, guys. Guys, that's bad.
Kevin Porter Jr. was like, I'm going to make an appearance. Okay?
And Emay said, this guy is looking for playing time. He's winning it. He's winning him some playing time
now. It's not a vibe to go to a press conference introducing the new head coach.
That's not. Jalen, you should have been there, buddy. 703-780-3776. Herm Edwards is on the air right now on ESPN saying that the Texans should trade for Lamar Jackson.
Well, sure.
Yeah, everybody should trade.
Sure,
everybody who doesn't have a quarterback should trade for Lamar Jackson. What would that take? What would that look like? The second and the 12th?
I would hope you stretch one of those picks to next year. You send probably – it probably takes three, but you don't want to do them all in the same year.
And you got to come up with a big contract for him?
Well, you got the money for that.
No, I know you do, but –
And do you want to trade all that?
Kind of torn on giving up three first rounders.
Well, how much did it take to get Deshaun?
Yeah.
But do you want to make that trade for a guy who has missed five games at a minimum the last two seasons?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Each year missing the back half of the season, you want to do that?
You know what? I don't want to walk away from this draft with just the 12th pick
and Lamar Jackson.
The 12th pick and giving up next year's first. And possibly the year after's first?
Well, now that the draft is upon us, they don't make – how do you do it? Because they sign a tender, which means that you would send two their way. But I imagine the Ravens would go, well, we can actually negotiate actual trade.
We can match, too, by the way.
Yes, unless you want to negotiate an actual trade with us.
It's two firsts. I know it's two firsts, but guess what? It could be more.
Yeah, because we'll match if you don't give us more.
Now, the poison pill, I don't know. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. I don't know. And maybe the Ravens want to get out of it and just take the two first rounders.
Possibly, but it's It's a little cutting a little close if we're going to make a trade for Lamar Jackson involving this draft.
Well, you don't. We don't know if they've been talking. They might, you don't know.
That's true, but coming down to the clock is in front of us, 10 hours away. Could a trade get done? I guess. But we've heard nothing about it.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think they have too many needs. Yeah. You know what? You want to build with those draft picks and actually get a foundation. They don't have a foundation.
That's the other thing. Lamar is as far as the longevity of a quarterback, that wouldn't be the issue, but there are things you have to do to build an offense around him. Maybe the San Francisco offense would work just fine with him, but they're not ready to win even with Lamar Jackson.
No.
So why are you going to pay him, give up the picks, and still not be ready to win?
No. No, I'm with you. It would be nice to have Lamar Jackson. Absolutely.
If you were ready made to win a Super Bowl, sure.
Yeah, yeah. He was the final piece, he would be one of the initial pieces. And that's not a good way to go about it. He'd be like, really, the Texans?
Yeah.
Well, really?
He might like Houston, but he would step in and go, this doesn't feel like what Baltimore was doing.
And then you're going to pay him going to make him the highest paid quarterback in the league?
And then how do you build your team when you're not built yet? You gave up picks and he's the highest paid quarterback in the league.
No, let's start.
Let's trade for Mac Jones.
No. Again with the Mac Jones.
I didn't bring it up that your partner did that.
It's the worst. People are the worst.
Lance is definitely the worst.
Poison pill. Oh, that's right. The poison pill was done away with. So no more poison pill in there. But even still.
It's all fantasy anyway.
Make it. If you offer him the most money. The Ravens don't want to pay him make him the highest paid.
They've made that clear.
Yeah.
Certainly they don't want to guarantee him all that money.
What's the poison pill for the Ravens? Making him the highest paid quarterback in the league.
Yeah, giving him $250 million.
And I don't blame him. I wouldn't. He's not. He shouldn't be the highest paid. Just because it's his turn doesn't make him the best quarterback.
And let me ask you this. People go, he's 26. He's a former MVP. How many years after you win the MVP can you stop using that as a reason?
He's still a former MVP.
Sure, but Cam was a former MVP.
Oh, really? Jose Abreu, former MVP.
How's that working out? Like, 3 years after Cam won his MVP, people weren't going. Well, some people were, but no reasonable people were like, give him all the money. He's a former MVP. Lamar is three years removed.
But he fell off the world. Lamar much like Jose Abreu.
Well, Lamar can't stay healthy. It's almost the same thing. What's the
not matter? Really. He's still performing.
He has not matched anywhere near his MVP year since he.
Well, no, because he's out. Been out. But they win with him.
But even ratioing, like if you do the 17-game projection, it's not the same thing. He's not the same player.
No. Not the same player, but at least he didn't fall off the world like Cam.
Sure, but that's why I'm asking the question. Can you continue to use he was a former MVP as a note why he should be getting paid so much when that happened 3 years ago and he can't stay healthy?
No. I mean, is he close? I don't know. Stay healthy. We'll see. And then, by the way, we want to see you in the playoffs again where you haven't had much success.
Yeah, at least Cam made a Super Bowl.
Yeah. We want to see more. I got to see more. I ain't paying him. Don't do it. No. The answer is no.
Look what Herm Edwards just did to this show.
No, he derailed it.
Yeah, because you can't ignore something you see.
Lou wants to talk about the NFL. Hey, Lou.
Hey, so I have a two-part question here. The first question is, conspiracy theory-wise, do you think Lovie Smith intentionally won that game in order to give the Bears the first pick overall since they gave him his first head coaching job? And my second question is, do we dress like it's Pride Night tonight since Paul Gallant is going to be there?
Wow. Which one do you take more seriously, the first or the second question?
Why, Lou? That's not Lou. His name's not Lou. No one's name is Lou. If you're Lou, call the
not
show.
Not anymore. That's not a name people get named anymore. No one named Lewis. He sounds too young to be named Lou, unless his name is Lewis.
Dylan. His name's probably Dylan. No, Lovie didn't win because I'll tell you this. Lovie probably got – I think Lovie had a little meeting with the powers that be that week, and he went, I'm probably not going to be around here. Let's win, boys. But
the powers that be, and they rubber-stamped it?
Paul said, laugh my ass off.
He's laughing.
He's laughing about it.
He can laugh at himself.
Yeah, I don't know why that always comes up on his show.
Every time I'm here, I don't know. It happens more, I guess, when I'm not here. But since I've filled in at least once, if I'm here for like multiple days or even just today, one day, I hear a joke about Paul. Yeah.
About in his that, sexuality.
In that realm, right. Yeah. And I don't have any idea.
What do you mean you don't have any idea about
I don't talk to Paul about his relationships. I don't know what he's into.
No, he says he's a heterosexual.
I'm probably not listening after 10. It's not even about Paul. I have enough of sports radio for like 3 hours. Enough. You guys are enough, and I barely take you
We're
guys.
We're too much.
Yeah, I barely take you guys.
Okay.
But it's a habit. I've done it for a decade plus because I worked here, so I'm just used to it. But at some point, I've had enough.
I listened to his show after ours, and he says he claims to be heterosexual.
Claims?
No.
You're such a jerk.
That's what he did.
You said he said it, then he claims, because claims can be confronted and questioned. You're such a jerk. He said he is.
How come
you didn't say he is heterosexual?
He's heterosexual.
He claims.
Okay.
No, you did that on purpose.
He is.
Paul, I know you're listening. He did that on purpose. You know he did it on purpose. That's who he is, Paul. You know him.
No.
You know what he's about.
I said he claims
you
he
know,
is.
You know how I know you did that on purpose? It's your Raheel playbook, like from 10 years ago. You did that to Raheel all the time.
Remember when I used to tell Raheel how fat he was? He was so
he
upset.
That.
He hated that.
Because the man loves himself
Raheel,
for fitness.
You're getting heavy.
Hey, man, you're a little thick.
You're
a little
fat.
Thick and not in the good way.
Oh, God. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get, let's not talk, okay, this is not a show about Paul and his sexuality.
It could be. If people want to call in, I don't care. Make it about Paul. Paul wouldn't mind it either. He's laughing.
No,
he's laughing the entire time.
He is laughing about it, but that's not a radio show. This radio show is not about Paul's sexuality. All right.
Well, I mean, the listeners have their say.
No. That's when they can't dictate what this show is. 713-780-3776. You know what? I can tell you this. If you're somebody that is dipping, you're gross. Now, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. You're gross. You got the stuff, the dip and the yellow teeth and the brown, and then it gets stuck in your teeth and you're okay. I can't get any women. Well, no wonder. You're dipping and you're on your shirt and it's all over. And you got a spit cup. Yeah. And it smells. It's gross. How about this? 975dip.com. Hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. Healing power. You're not spitting it out. You want to swallow it because it's got CBD oil in it, which has healing powers. And here's the deal. It's not gross. And it's not going to be all over the place. And I've done it before. And I don't dip. But I've done this. The taste, you got all the different tastes that you want. You want it to taste like tobacco? You can do that. You want dark mint? You want berry? You want citrus? You want ice mint? You want whatever it is that you want. Whatever flavor you're looking for. Espresso. Yeah, okay. All you got to do is go to 975dip.com. Stop already with the grossness that is dipping and chewing and spitting and all of that stuff. 975dip.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. So last night, the Heat eliminated the Bucks. And the one seed loses to the eighth seed. It's the sixth time in NBA history.
First time a play-in team has won a series.
First playoff team to win a series. It's a disappointment. There's no question if you're the Bucks. You're the one seed.
Just ask their fans. They're apoplectic. It's embarrassing. It's all the things you can say about a team who's supposed to be a championship contender getting knocked out in the first round. Not just a one seed, the best overall record in basketball. The prohibitive favorite to win the title. Embiid is the MVP, but most people will say Giannis is the best player in the world. He's not the best playoff player in the world. That belongs to Jimmy Butler. Don't care what you say. But all the things you can say about that, this is bad for the Bucks. It could mean the end of Budenholzer. It could mean the end of that. Those big four. Lopez is, I think, a free agent. Middleton has a player option, and Drew Holiday. I think he's fine as far as his contract. And Giannis is extension eligible. So the question remains: is this enough to make him say, you know what, I'm not going to sign this offseason. I want to see what you guys do. And that becomes dangerous territory.
Well, it depends on how the front office reacts, because he didn't react well. Eric Neame apparently asked him the same question when they were eliminated last year.
Yes, and Giannis referenced that as well.
Here is Eric Neame and Giannis' interaction after the game.
You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Okay. Do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know, provide a house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success, you know? And if you've never, I don't want to make it personal. So, there's always steps to it. You know, Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure? That's what you're telling me? No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no? Okay, exactly. So why are you asking me that question? It's a wrong question. There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful. Some days you're not. Some days it's your turn, some days it's not your turn. And that's what sport is about. You don't always win. Some other people's going to win. And this year, somebody else is going to win. Simple as that. We're going to come back next year, try to be better, try to build good habits, try to play better, not have a 10-day stretch with playing bad basketball. You know, and hopefully we can win a championship. So 50 years from 1971 to 2021 that we didn't win a championship, it was 50 years of failures? No, it was not. It was steps to it, you know, and we were able to win one. Hopefully we can win another one.
Okay. It almost sounds like he's got a fake accent.
Why? Because the combination of...
No, it's not. It's not a failure.
Like, it sounds like someone trying to be Greek.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it does.
It's got multiple things going on, Nigerian, Greek. I'm sure that all comes together. Living in America, I'm sure it all comes together to make it sound like he's Lance doing a Greek person impersonation. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. It almost sounds like he's faking
yes.
a bad accent.
Yes.
Right.
But that is Giannis.
Okay, I'm not going to say that he's not a failure at speaking. He's not a failure.
What he said is a very reasonable approach to life. But people who laud the greats of all time, like the ultra competitiveness of Michael Jordan, that's always a guy, the standard bearer. Hell, he mentioned him in a quote. Everyone's going to go, Michael would think it's a failure. So if Michael thinks it's a failure, then it is a failure. Shaq was on after they played the sound for him, and he goes, I won 4, but when I didn't win, I thought it was a failure. Charles Barkley, who never won famously, and it's always talked about on the show when Shaq wants to use his supposed trump card, he goes, I agree with Giannis. I mean, he's a great player. They didn't play their best. How he missed two games plus. It's not a failure of a year. You don't win it every year. And I assume some people go, well, that's why you never won one, Barkley, because you don't think it's a failure. It's just two different approaches to that.
Yeah. It's tough to look at it as a failure, but it let's face it, you lose in the first round after being the number one seed. It's a failure.
It's going to hurt what people think.
Yeah. You underachieved, that's for sure.
And I think he mentioned it. There's a quote out there that said, we were playing for a championship. The Heat were playing to beat us. So we got a little bit ahead of ourselves. It's another way of saying we overlooked them a bit.
Yeah. Yep, and I don't know how you can.
When Jimmy's doing this over and over to you.
And Jimmy, yeah.
They win game one on your home floor and do it comfortably, relatively. You think game two, when they blew out the Heat, that would have woke them up. But it game three, Giannis wasn't around. They got blown out again, and then they blew the game, the leads in the fourth quarter in games 4 and 5.
What would it sound like if Dell's dad tried to give Giannis a ride to Home Depot?
I'm not your puppet, so I don't do that. Lance might do it. Yeah, but he ain't here.
Well, maybe we should have him call in and see.
He's up. He did text us.
Maybe he should. Maybe Lance, you should call in and tell us what Dell's dad would sound like taking Giannis to Home Depot.
Why would he take Giannis to Home Depot? Giannis wouldn't disappoint him like my brother did. Clearly not. He would never take Giannis to Home Depot.
He just lost in the first round.
My dad doesn't care that much about sports anymore.
I know, but still, it was disappointing. I'm sure Giannis disappointed his parents.
I feel like that's not the case.
Okay, well, whatever.
Did your son win every game?
No, it was a huge disappointment when he lost.
Okay.
And I let him know.
I feel like that makes you a bad dad.
No. I mean... No, you know what? We got to will to win. And me and Michael, you know what? It's a failure. If you lose, it's a failure.
Well, I've seen your work ethic on this show.
Yeah,
you and Michael is not a sentence I would
same
put
thing.
Together. No,
okay,
no.
As soon as I get off, I'm on the grindstone right away.
Golfing.
What, you don't think I'm getting material?
Let me ask
golfing.
You love Michael. Anyone who gets compared to Michael, you say shut up. That's stupid. You think Michael would have the same approach to radio that I do?
Well,
to be fair, he's terrible as an owner.
What?
So maybe he doesn't work that hard. So maybe he would.
Maybe he would.
Basketball. Is
you
the
don't
only,
know, Del.
You're right.
Maybe, how he'd approach it.
Maybe basketball is the only thing he really tries hard at.
He doesn't try hard at winning when he owns the
this
basketball
is what I'm saying.
Team.
Well, that's true. Playing basketball is the only thing he tries hard at.
That's it. And me too. Doing the show.
Which isn't your actual job.
Can't play golf today because we got tonight's deal.
You can't get in.
Draft
you can't get in nine.
You don't just play nine, Del.
You don't see this. It's like a whole thing where you drink, you hang out with your buddies, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not you just don't get in the nine.
No,
it's a whole day thing.
It's a whole.
So you can't. The show's over at 10. Although you kind of clock out at 9. I've listened to the show. The show's over at 10. RJ and
what
Lance,
are you talking RJ about? And, I clock out.
RJ and Lance carry the show from 9 to 10. I've noticed. Sorry, I can't be the only one who's noticed.
This is the dumbest thing I've
ever
heard.
You barely try from 9 to 10, except for News of the Weird. Then you light up again.
Yeah, we got that an hour from now.
Great. So you light up again. But you can't go from like 10 to 4:30 or get on the course at 11, whatever, wherever you're going. 11 to 4:30, that's not enough, and then go do your thing?
Yeah.
Then why can't you play golf today?
I don't know. I probably
it's
because
raining.
It was because it's probably cart path only, and you know what the scourge of society is.
Oh, yeah, cart path only.
God
forbid. Yeah.
After all that rain last night, yeah. we ain't doing no cart path only.
And this morning, it was a lightning show driving.
I know it was. You got here right before the show started. Lance gets here 10 minutes before.
Well, Lance has a job every day.
Right.
I come here once in a while. Why would I?
And you ain't putting in more than 3 hours.
Yeah, I take your approach.
April's goal at Chastang Ford. Okay. We got to push these F-150s, Bronco Sports, Escape, Expedition, Explorers. They're on the lot. All of those models in stock, ready for delivery. Let's go. Because it's been so hard. You got to order all these vehicles. No, not at Chastang Ford. They got them on the lot, ready for you. 2022 year models, take advantage of 0% financing for 36 months. 3 years, no 0%. Interest. That is crazy right now, especially with these interest rates. That is unbelievable. So get the Chastang Ford 2023 F-150. How about this? Take advantage of F-150, receive up to $1,000 in accessories. How about a purchase of Bronco Sport or Escape, receive up to $500 in accessories, absolutely free. You also have F-150 Lightnings at MSRP on the lot right now. I love my vehicle. You will love it too. I'm telling you, it is it's the best car I've ever had. My truck is the best. I love it. And you will love it too. They're fast. Order banks are now open for F-150s, Explorers, Bronco Sports, Expedition, Edge, all of it. No markups. Do not pay MSRP on order vehicles. No add-ons. No dealer add-ons. That's just ridiculous. We do not do that. They don't do that at Chastang. I say we. I'm part of the family. You can be part of the family too. Take advantage of the Chastangs and what they're doing for you in this city. If you're looking for that vehicle, it's on the lot right now at Chastang Ford, ChastangFord.com, or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Go see my folks at Chastang Ford.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.